day. Don't you do? There are quite a number of people who have to work on Christmas Day. You know, the emergency services are all working. Various people that are desperately juggling the turkey, the trimmings that are really off, and hoping that actually the oven's going to turn on when it's telling it's going to turn on. There's a lot of people who work on Christmas Day. And one of the things that is notable about the Christmas season is that the angels are all on notified, quite clearly. There's a huge amount of angel activity. Mary gets an angel. Joseph gets an angel three times in the Nativity narrative. The shepherds get an angel. And a whole concrete choir of angels all turn up. Well, we don't tend to talk about angels very much. We tend to think they're also slightly embarrassing subject, because the rationalists and atheists in the world will say, you're just ridiculous idiots believing in these heavenly beings that all float around sort of with wings and wearing nikes apparently the whole time. You know, come on, grow up. You know, life is, you know, believe in something. If you're going to believe in something, believe in something sensible. Well, I'm going to come back to that later. Because actually, I think our whole picture of angels that we've allowed to build up within the Christian community, and I suspect that in the world, is completely faulty. But you can't ignore it completely. So when I last counted, courtesy of the performance, there are 342 references to angels. You just can't ignore it. And the interesting thing is that not all angels were recognized. So a being with wings and wearing a nightie and sort of going woo woo or sort of frightening the life out of you actually is not the biblical picture of an angel. People may get frightened or worried by it, but the word is a messenger. It's the person who brings God's message to you. Well, let's see if we can work out, you know, actually what they're like. And I've got a little video, courtesy of Brian Millett's Christian Fitness Company, to show you this one. And it's for the Supernal Eternal Services. Good luck.
Just to let them know in advance. People on Earth must have loved that. mean, did you ever know that too?
Sure, it must be a fabulous place for the Son of God
to go and live there.
Is it like heaven?
It was. Before it was spoiled.
I bet it's that big orange planet up there. It is going a bit pink around the edges, isn't it?
No, not that one.
You can hardly see it, actually.
It's that little dim one down there.
You can't be serious.
I am.
It looks like a chewed up golf ball. What did happen to people go down there for?
To help them.
To put right what was spoiled. Did he rule the earth then?
Not in the same way as he now rules with God in heaven.
But how did he live? Did he build up a palace or something?
He was born in a capuchin, lived in various places.
Born?
Yes, as a man.
You mean he changed into something else?
He became very small.
Nothing more than a tiny seed.
And fall over the earth.
How horrible.
Is the only way to help them.
Surely you've learned that about God by now. You spoke of the wonder of all created things. The real wonder is that God cares about each one of them that much.
It's a wonder to me that he didn't come to grief down there in that miserable place.
Indeed.
And he didn't. There was a happy ending, as you know.
Tell me about it.
I would if I had the time, but in eternity is too short for that. I must pray.
Do stay here and watch him.
Thank you. It's praised, it's profitable for you, and it's invited to come. And let us follow faith in Jesus Christ, Son.